You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
You don't get bored by baseball. Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Did you follow what Tristan Casas is doing? Because your name has come up 50 million times.
Yeah, he's
times.
Playing. Oh, mine?
Yeah. I told him. I said...
Yeah, no, he's...
Go ahead.
No, he's playing great, man. Like, and I think that's the thing. Like, you get thrown into an environment as a young player, and there's a lot of expectations. You know what I mean? And the big league level, it's hard, man. There's not a level higher. So... You know, to have patience with a young player, I mean, I think, you know, obviously you take a hit in the short term, but in the long term, you get so many gains as an organization. So, you know, that's what happened. Like, did everybody know he was going to hit? Yeah. Did they know it was going to take a month, 2 months, a year? Like, you don't know. You don't know how many at-bats it's going to take for a young player to be himself. So, no, to see what he's doing is outstanding. You know, it's great. I think he's realized now the game is not about, I mean, I haven't talked to him or anything, but the game at that level, Rob, is not about the, you know, you got to do certain things before the game. You got to do this. You got to do that. The game is about adjustments and being able to adjust to the other team making adjustments to you. And the faster that you make adjustments, the better player you're going to be. And now I see him, just from watching the games, making adjustments, not only game to game, but pitch to pitch. And that's what makes a good hitter. If you can make adjustments pitch to pitch, you're an elite baseball player in the major league level. If you can make adjustments at bat to a bat, you're a good major league player. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the difference. You know, you make adjustments week to week, guess what? You're a below average major league player. So the game is about adjustments and how you can adjust to the people making adjustments to you. That's the game. Because everyone has talent. You see all the pitchers, they're all throwing hard, they're all locating, they're all, you know, the scouting reports, everybody's got everything. Everybody knows everything about everybody. It's how you're going to respond to how they know you is what's going to make you what type of player that you're going to be.
So I walked by him early on. I said, May 3rd. He's like, what's May 3rd? I said, May 3rd was when Dustin Pedroia turned it around. That's when you're going to, he's like, what if I don't start hitting by May 3rd? I'm like, don't worry about it. And so, because obviously your name has come up a lot because you won the, I don't know if you know this, you won the Rookie of the Year. And this is sort of, I don't know if he's going to win Rookie of the Year, but like the comparison, two totally different people, two totally different players, but I think a lot of what you said should hit home for him, honestly, because it is similar paths, you know?
Yeah, it's similar. I mean, the only difference is we won the World Series that year, Rob. Let's go, baby. We still got time.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox, and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So, why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazon of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.